This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jump right into it. The city of New Orleans and DOJ, they file a joint motion to begin sustainment period. I was a little surprised by this, but I'm glad it happened. Let me just put that caveat out there because of some of the recent stuff that has been revealed again with the Public Integrity Bureau. But I'm glad this is moving forward. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, you know, as you and most of the audience knows that this is something that has been anticipated. I believe that this sustainment period would be, we'd be well into the sustainment period and approaching the termination of the consent decree were it not for some of the city's misguided efforts in 2022 and 2023 to attempt to terminate the consent decree without achieving compliance. So by some misguided notion, the mayor was pushing the city attorney's office to terminate the consent decree just because it was too burdensome and too costly. As such, you know, she elected to attempt to litigate her way from underneath this consent decree. Those attempts proved futile. And the department between 2013 and 2021 made remarkable efforts and was close to substantial compliance. But in 2022, the mayor decided that enough was enough, and she attempted to terminate the consent decree. And that started a two-year period in which the department actually backslid in compliance with areas that they had previously been in compliance with. So that delayed everything. And what ended up the game changer in all of this was the entry of the new superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick. So based on the city's trajectory, the court had handled and addressed some of the deficiencies that existed. One of the major investigations and hearings in 2023 was the independent police monitor, the federal monitor's investigation of the investigation conducted into Officer Jeffrey Vappi. So PIB conducted an investigation, and then the federal monitor reviewed what PIB did and came to the conclusion that PIB, the Internal Affairs Division of the Police Department, did not conduct that investigation appropriately. He documented where the investigation was deficient, documented how the investigation was in non-compliance with the consent decree, presented his findings to the judge. The judge, in this case, decided to conduct a show cause hearing, forcing the city to come to court and explain their actions with respect to the way that they conducted the Vappi investigation. That hearing took several days, and the city presented evidence. And on the day that the judge was supposed to rule on the hearing, Ann Kirkpatrick was hired, came to court, and convinced the judge that the NOPD and the city of New Orleans would pursue a different path. Had the judge ruled, the judge basically concluded that the PIB investigation into Officer Vappi was not in compliance with the consent decree, and her finding of that would have given her the authority to sanction the city, which could have included financial sanctions, and it was further evidence of noncompliance with the consent decree. So because of Ann Kirkpatrick, the judge in this case, Judge Morgan, decided to give the police department the opportunity to, you know, revise their approach to the consent decree. And were it not for Ann Kirkpatrick coming in and convincing the judge that the city of New Orleans and the police department would in fact pursue a different course, the city probably would have been held in contempt. That would have been litigated by the city, and we would not have seen what happened last Friday, which was the joint motion of the city and the Department of Justice. So since 2012, when the Department of Justice stepped in and said that either we enter a consent decree with the city of New Orleans or the Department of Justice will take steps to attempt to take over the police department, and the city elected to enter into a consent decree with the Department of Justice in January of 2023. If the department between 2013 and 2022 was making remarkable progress, and if it had not come off the rails, and it was really driven off the rails by the approach that the mayor insisted that the city attorney's office take, we probably would have been exiting the consent decree at this point in time, or approaching that. Now we're entering what could be the last phase of the consent decree, which is the sustainment period. So essentially, the city and the Department of Justice all agree that we're in compliance now, or substantial compliance. And if the judge agrees with that, then that will start the two-year wind-down period in which there will be less oversight, less costs by the city. The police department will provide to the court continuing proof of substantial compliance during that two-year period, that wind-down period. And at the conclusion of 2 years, if the department convinces the judge that they remain in substantial compliance, the consent decree will be dismissed and it will end. So we would have been a lot closer to the end, if not already completed the consent decree, were it not for the failed efforts and attempts by the mayor to terminate the consent decree without achieving compliance. But I think what this signals is the department is back on track. The Department of Justice agrees with the police department that they are in substantial compliance. And what will happen next is the judge will schedule a hearing on this motion. She will allow for the public to present their opinions about either consenting or dissenting with the proposed sustainment period, and then the judge will rule on that. Now, all of the signals from all of the hearings since Ann Kirkpatrick got here was that, you know, the police department was doing good work and checking off all of the boxes in the consent decree that had backslid between 2022 and 2023. So I think that we are on path right now to enter the last phase, and it is because of Ann Kirkpatrick being here and allowing, you know, the police department that had done all of the heavy lifting before she got here to finish up what they started and place the department in substantial compliance and ultimately end the consent decree. But that wasn't going to happen until Ann Kirkpatrick got here, and now we're back on trajectory to end this consent decree by entering the second and final phase of the decree.
The sustainment period is not just a perfunctory thing either, right? I mean, there's audits to make sure that they are in compliance with all of the items that were listed inside of the consent decree.
Right. So the entire consent decree, to get to this position, the police department collected all of the data about their compliance with the consent decree. So the department, over the past 11 years, has developed a process and protocols for measuring every component of the consent decree. They collect all the data and give it to the federal monitor. And the federal monitor analyzes that data. But the police department, since they collect it and they know how it is a part of the consent decree, essentially the police department is in charge of their compliance with the consent decree. They just need the federal monitor to agree with their assessment of it. So the benefits of what we're seeing right now is now the police department has the internal capability to measure their performance to maintain constitutional policing standards, even after the consent decree is gone. So just as during the first phase of this, all of the data had to be collected and amassed by the police department and presented to the federal monitor, during the wind-down phase, there will be annual and quarterly audits conducted by the police department at all of the substantive areas of the consent decree that will be presented by the police department to the federal monitors and to the judge for her to ultimately decide if the department has remained in substantial compliance during the two-year wind-down period. But all of this is based on metrics and data that has been internally collected and amassed by the New Orleans Police Department.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And congratulations to the NOPD, right? I mean, these things are not easy to come out from under. I mean, we have examples. You and I have talked about it. Can't remember the cities offhand, but been under a consent decree for, I think, 12, decades. 14 years. I mean, it's like, you know, crazy, and it's hard to get out from under these consent decrees.
Right. And keep in mind that, you know, in 20 and 21, there was also COVID, and that slowed down some things. It made it more difficult as well. So I think were it not for COVID and were it not for the mayor's attempts to try and prematurely terminate the consent decree, I think we'd probably, you know, have had this behind us. But, at least now we're back on track. It shows how close we actually were and how important Ann Kirkpatrick's emergence as a stabilizing factor in the police department probably prevented would have been a lengthy period of litigation between the city over the sanctions that the judge was probably going to be imposing. And, you know, the culprit, the person that would pay the price would be the police department and the public, you know, and the cost in the form of increased costs for the consent decree being maintained for who knows how long.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We are visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back, we'll talk about the indictment of Randy Farrell and the implications for Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.